Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Hola, oyentes. Bienvenidos al episodio 60. Welcome to episode 60 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we're going to be learning more Spanish through music. And to help me out, I am inviting back one of our favorite guests on the podcast, and that is Desta Haile from Languages Through Music. Desta is going to help us break down a bilingual song. It's actually one of my favorite songs that came out not too long ago by one of my favorite artists. And you'll learn in a minute why I asked Desta to help me out with it. And she's also going to update us on all the exciting projects that she's working on, as well as she has a special gift for the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast listeners. So if you stick around, you will definitely be able to take advantage of that if you act fast. All right. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get started. Vamos a empezar.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
So, Desta, welcome back to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast.
Thank you so much. I can't believe it's been a year already.
I know. Yeah, you were on the show back in episode 14. So if anyone, if you guys missed that show, I definitely recommend you go back and listen to episode 14, where Desta talks all about how she overcame her struggles with learning French and actually used music to get her over that hump so that she could be more comfortable speaking the language. And so the reason I invited Desta on today is because we're going to be getting into a song by Maluma, and it actually is not just Spanish. There's also some Portuguese in the song, so that's why I've invited Desta, because she has much better Portuguese skills than I do. So we are going to get into the lyrics of this song, Corazon, by Maluma. But before we do that, I just want to give Desta an opportunity to update us on what she's been up to since she was last on the show.
I think the most recent news is I've been developing some ebooks. So you get 20 songs, you get keywords in each song, 20 different artists, and a playlist. So I wanted to make kind of colorful, compact, effective musical intro to a language. So I've been having a lot of fun with that, working with a lot of different teachers too, to make ebooks for languages I don't really speak. So everything from Zulu to Swahili to, all as many as possible. So I've been having a blast with that, really. And I'm hoping to have 20 of them done by May. I've set myself that goal. And it's really nice. I'm working on Japanese stream music with the guys who take Japanese with. really great teacher based in Brazil, first generation Japanese Brazilian.
Wow.
And and there's a Spanish one, of course. So I would love to offer your Spanish con salsa listeners. I made a coupon for 10 booklets for the first people who want to go check it out. And I'd love some feedback. And yeah, because you and everyone in Spanish con salsa understand how effective it is to learn through music and how much fun it is to.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone's interested in getting a copy of one of Desta's ebooks, so she's got a Spanish version and there's also Portuguese. So in case anyone listening is inspired to learn Portuguese after we go through our lesson today,
yeah.
You can check it out on our show notes page for this episode. So this is episode 60. So just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/60. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/60, and you'll get that 50% off coupon with the code Spanish Con Salsa for any of Desta's Spanish or Portuguese ebooks. And also, if you're listening to this in a podcast app, you can just scroll down to the show description and just click on the links if you're interested in getting one of the ebooks. I definitely recommend. I have gone through a few myself. I am still trying to learn some Portuguese, so I've been going through some of her Portuguese stuff, so it's a lot of fun. Some of my favorite songs are on her playlist there. So definitely check those out and take advantage of the 50% off. But you've got to act fast and be one of the first 10 people. Very generous offer. So thank you so much for that, Desta.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And congratulations for making so many wonderful episodes. 60 already. That's you haven't stopped this year.
Yeah, no, 2020, we're going to keep going. And I want to focus more this year on actually going through songs, right? So I asked for feedback from the audience, and a lot of you said that you like the episodes where we actually go through and do a breakdown of a song. So I am going to, you know, do a little bit more of that in 2020, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. So let's get started then with this song. So I have to say a reason why I chose this song before we get started. So Maluma is actually an artist from Colombia. He's known more of like for pop and reggaeton. So extremely, extremely popular. This song actually came out back in 2017. And the name of the song is Corazón, which most of you know means heart. It also can mean like darling. It's sort of like a term of endearment. If you're in a relationship or you're talking to a loved one, you can say, ah, mi corazón. It's like my heart or my darling. Right. So, but I chose this song because it was super, super popular. And Desta, I think you said you checked before we got on that. How many hits does the video have on YouTube?
I thought it was a bug. I was blaming it on some Mercury retrograde stuff already because it said a billion. And I don't think I've ever seen a billion hits on YouTube.
It's very possible. Yeah, because I know the song in one of the first episodes we did Despacito, which was extremely popular for a very long time. And I'm pretty sure that song also is at a billion hits or more by now. So, yeah, it's a thing. So it's a very catchy song. It's also pretty short. So I thought it'd be great to go through. So even if you're a beginner, this should be a pretty easy song to sort of understand. So, yeah, so let's get to it. So we're going to start off with the first verse. And again, this is reggaeton, so the subject of the song essentially is about heartbreak, you know, so that's what the whole song is about. But there's a little bit of a positive spin on it, I think, by the end, so. and also just a note for all of you who know by now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I am not playing the song on the podcast because we do not have the rights to do so. So you can definitely check out the video on YouTube, and we will include a link to that and embed the video in the show notes page so that you can actually watch the music video that goes along with it. It's a great video. And then you'll also be able to get the lyrics on our show notes page as well at learnspanishconsalsa.com/60. But we won't be playing the song, but we will go through the lyrics and explain it so that when you go and listen to it, you'll know exactly what's going on, okay? Oh, and actually, before I get into this, I'm actually going to say Desta. So this is actually a collaboration. So it's not just Maluma. So can you tell us about the other artist that he collaborates with?
Nego do Borel, he has my dad's birthday, 10th of July, so I thought, oh, cool. And so he sings Brazilian funk, but in Brazil it's called funky, because in Portuguese from Brazil, they always add an E onto everything. So hip-hop becomes hippie-hoppy, for example. And funk will become funky. So you might have heard of Baile Funky. And this is a kind called Funky Ostentação. And yeah, apparently he's a big hit too. He's worked with an artist called Anita, who I have heard of. She's super popular pop artist as well, and she has huge shows even here in London. And he's from Rio de Janeiro, so he's a carioca.
Yeah, and carioca is a word I learned very quickly when I went to Brazil, because everyone thought that I was from Rio de Janeiro. So they're like, você é carioca? And I'm like, no. Because apparently I look like I'm from the southern part of Brazil. So, hey, I can consider it a compliment.
Yeah, and what's a really nice phrase I love, and I was just reminded of last week, I was teaching at a festival and I met this little girl, and she's carioca, and I asked her if she was carioca, and she said da gema, and da gema means from the yolk, like an egg yolk. So it's like, I guess we would say to the bone or to the core, like I'm carioca. Okay. So like, you carioca? Sim, carioca da gema.
Oh, like, I like that.
Initially from the egg yolk.
right. That's funny. Yeah. There's definitely, like I said, and carioca just means someone that's from Rio, right? Essentially.
Yeah.
So this song is a collaboration. It's like Brazilian and Colombian. So it's like reggaeton, it's a little funk. So it's a very fun song. So now that I got that, I wanted to explain that to give credit to both artists. So the first part of the song, he actually starts out and he says, tú me partiste el corazón. Tú me partiste el corazón. So what this essentially means is you broke my heart. In Spanish, a lot of times they'll use the definite article. So it says el corazón instead of mi corazón. Just because a lot of times when you're referring to your own body parts in Spanish, use the definite article. So if I was going to say, like, I broke my arm, I would say me rompí el brazo. So I would say el brazo, not mi brazo. So it just sounds weird if you say that, because it's sort of like you're talking about your body. We know it's yours, right? So it's kind of redundant. So in Spanish, you would use the definite article el, because corazón is masculine. And he says, tú me partiste el corazón. And that partiste is you split, right? So you split up or you broke up my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's from the verb partir, which is split. Now, another way to say you broke my heart, which you probably, you know, more literal translation or more familiar is, tú me rompiste el corazón, which romper is to break. So in English, we probably would think of romper, but partiste is a way... with the verb partir, it's a little stronger. It's like, you split my heart. It's a little bit more forceful. So he starts out just by saying, you broke my heart.
That's okay, I have 1 billion views now.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Maluma is not going to have a problem finding someone else. It is like right after Valentine's Day here in the U.S., so it's sort of like a time everyone's been thinking about heartbreak, or they call it Single Awareness Day now. So this is kind of like...
That is too funny, Single Awareness Day.
Oh, it's like sad. It's like a flip on the word sad. So Single Awareness Day. It's so hilarious. Funny.
You know what's even funnier? In Brazil, Valentine's Day isn't on February 14th because February is about carnival, my friend. So
yes.
I don't have anything competing with carnival. So Valentine's has just been shifted down to June.
Oh, wow. I actually went to... Brazil for Carnaval, and that was amazing. So it definitely takes over the whole country. Okay, so then he says, pero mi amor, no hay problema. Pero mi amor, no hay problema. So basically, kind of what we were just saying, but my love, there's no problem, right? Mm-hmm. Fine by me. He's basically saying, you know, you broke my heart, but darling, like, so mi amor is like another term of endearment. It's like my sweetheart, darling, whatever, like that, right? Or my love, literally. So, but my love, no hay problema, right? So no hay problema is like, you know, there's no problem that exists, but it's a really common phrase, actually, you can use in conversation. Like if somebody asked you a question, you just want to say no problem, right? Like we would say in English, no problem. Mm-hmm. You could say no hay problema. It's like, don't worry about it, right? No hay problema. So he says that to her here, no hay problema. And then he says, this is like This is how the song flips it, right? So it takes heartbreak and it makes it fun, right? In a way. He says, ahora puedo regalar. Ahora puedo regalar. So now I can give, right? So regalar is a verb that means to give a gift, right? So in Spanish, there's a couple different ways to say to give. So dar is like just to give in general. But if you're specifically talking about giving away something or giving a gift, you can use the verb regalar. So he's saying, ahora puedo regalar. And then he says, this is my favorite line of the song. He says, un pedacito a cada nena. Okay, so un pedacito a cada nena. And then he says, solo un pedacito. So that's kind of like part of the chorus of the song. It repeats a lot. So he's basically saying this un pedacito, if you remember from our Despacito episode, right? So this ito is what's called the diminutive in Spanish. So it pretty much means something is like cute or small. So un pedacito is like a little piece. So it comes from the word pedazo, which is piece. So un pedacito is like a little piece. And then a cada nena. So cada means each, like each one. Mm-hmm. And nena is a like very colloquial way of like saying baby. It literally means baby, but you can also use it if you're talking to like a female and say, hey, nena. Very common in Puerto Rico, even though Maluma is from Colombia. But nena, you hear it all the time. But it's really just kind of saying, hey, babe, you know, kind of thing. So un pedacito a cada nena. And then he says, solo un pedacito. So just a little piece. So essentially this whole part says, you know, you broke my heart, but no problem. Now I can give just a little piece of my heart to every girl I meet almost. He's like, I'm not going to get caught up in one girl anymore. I'm going to give a little piece to each one, you know? So I feel like that's a little less risky, right? You give your heart away one little piece to each girl, then, hey, if one of them breaks your heart, you got like however many more, right?
Yeah, literally.
So I don't know. You can take that as an empowering message or you can take it another way. I think it's a real fun way to think about heartbreak. I think also for people who are single this time of, you know, year here where everyone's just getting over the holidays in the U.S. where they're, you know, a lot of people go through a lot in the holidays and they're like, oh my God, I'm by myself. And then when Valentine's Day comes around, it's like the nexus of like singlehood and you really feeling like you're alone until the spring comes. Everyone's kind of, oh, it's like so depressing for some people, right? So I think this is a very fun way to think about heartbreak. It's like, you know, it's really not healthy to put all of your happiness eggs in one basket, right? Like spread around the love, right? Spread the love. So yeah, anyway, so that's like the main verse of the song. It's sort of like the chorus. It repeats over and over. And then he actually gets into the first verse. And he says, ya no vengas más con esos cuentos. Ya no vengas más con esos cuentos. So he's basically saying, no vengas is like, don't come to me with any more stories, right? Esos cuentos is like stories. So she's obviously been telling him some stories about what she's been up to, and he doesn't believe her. So he's saying, don't come to me anymore with those stories. Si desde el principio, siempre estuve para ti. Si desde el principio, siempre estuve para ti. So this estuve para ti. So first, this para ti is para ti. So as you know, there's a lot of times in reggaeton music, sometimes in the Caribbean, that para is sort of cut. So it's like para ti. Estuve para ti or estar para ti means like literally to be for someone. But it's a way of saying like I was always there for you. So he's saying si desde el principio. So if since the beginning, I was always for you. I was always looking out for you. Si desde el principio, siempre estuve para ti. And then he says, nunca me avisaron cuál era el problema. Nunca me avisaron cuál era el problema. So he's saying, nunca is never. And me avisaron, he's saying, you know, it's from the verb avisar, which is to advise, right? So he's saying, you never gave me a heads up, basically, what the problem was. ¿Cuál era el problema? So what was the problem? So you're telling me these stories now. I've always been all about you. You never told me there was a problem, okay? And then he says, ¿Te gusta estar rodando por camas ajena? ¿Te gusta estar rodando por camas ajena? So this is an interesting way of saying this. So te gusta is you like, okay, which you guys probably already know. And estar rodando is like surrounded by or being around por camas ajena. So it's other people's beds, essentially. So ajena is an interesting word. We don't really have a direct translation for this in English, but it's really when you're talking about something that doesn't belong to you. You know, a person that doesn't belong to you, a situation, a thing. So ajena is like, it's not like foreign, but it's more like, you know, you're talking about something that you really have no business, you know, being involved in. Like, this is not your thing and you're kind of injecting yourself into it. It's used sometimes in relationships to talk about ajena is a person that's outside of your relationship. In this case, he's saying straight, you know, camas ajena, so other people's beds, you know, like you're basically stepping out on me and you never told me there was a problem. So yeah, so that was the first verse. So he's telling us, you know, basically the story about how this girl broke his heart. Now I'm gonna actually skip. So there is another verse, but I want Desta to take over because this there's a very similar part of what I just explained, but he gives the same sort of like the same explanation, but it's in Portuguese. So I want Desta to go through that part of the song where he goes through it's really like the second part of the chorus, and he's breaking down this kind of same thing about how this girl broke his heart.
So he says, você partiu meu coração, ai meu coração. Você partiu meu coração, ai meu coração. And it's interesting what you said about there being kind of two breaks, because in Portuguese there's also quebrar, but partiu is the one used with your heart. Mas meu amor, não tem problema, não. No, so, but my love, there is no problem. No. So exactly the same like the Spanish. You broke my heart. Oh, my heart. But my love, there's no problem. No. You get that a lot in Brazilian Portuguese. They kind of say no twice. Like, there's no problem. No, não tem problema, não. Agora vai sobrar então. So that's a very common sound in Portuguese. Agora vai sobrar então. O quê? It's like, what's left now? What? O quê? It's kind of funny in English because I guess it's like the what. But it's how it's said in Portuguese. O and A are the que, it's what. So what's left now? Um pedacito a cada nena. Solo um pedacito. So a piece for each nena, like you said in Portuguese as well. Technically, it's baby, but in this case, it's like girl. Yeah, babe, girl. So a piece for each girl, just a little piece. But solo is Spanish, and Portuguese would be só. So just S-O. Só um pedaço is piece. Pedacito here is Spanish, like a little. Se eu não guardo nem dinheiro. Se eu não guardo nem dinheiro. So that means if I don't even keep money, like if I don't even hold on to money, how am I going to hold on to a grudge? Que dirá guardar rancor? So if I'm not even going to hold on to money, who's to say, like, you know, why would I hold on to a grudge? Você vacilou primeiro. Brazilian Portuguese use você more for you, and Portuguese from Portugal, Mozambique, they use tu more. So if you hear either, it's not wrong, it's just different. Você is really Brazilian. So você vacilou primeiro. So vacilou is like to wobble, like to hesitate. So you know, you're the one who hesitated or who faltered first. Nosso caso acabou. So our case, literally, but you know, we're over. Like our case is over, but we were just like, yeah, we're over, it's over. So yeah, você partiu meu coração, mas meu amor, não tem problema não. Agora vai sobrar então o quê? Um pedacito a cada nena. And then, se eu não guardo nem dinheiro, que dirá guardar rancor? Você vacilou primeiro. Nosso caso acabou. So it's all over, but he's not gonna be grudgeful about it. Maybe because of this 1 billion something hits.
Yeah, probably, right? Yeah, and the thing that's so interesting to this, I have to say this too, like when I first listened to this song, I got very confused, like when the Portuguese part started at first, because I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know the song was bilingual, right? Because I just know Maluma, right?
Yeah, it is funny because there's some words that are so similar. So yeah. Like when you're reading it, sometimes I'll be reading it and then I'm like, oh, I've slipped into Spanish. Yeah, to make the diminutive in Portuguese is a inho or inha, I-N-H or I-N-H-A. But yeah, it just sounds so similar. But then at the end, he says, eu não sei falar muito bem português. I don't know how to speak Portuguese too well.
Oh, yeah. So this is my favorite part. So if you watch the video, and I'm going to go back because we skipped the verse, but we would talk about this since you brought it up. So at the end, so all the Portuguese in this so far is from the Brazilian artist, right? But at the end, the video is like actually filmed in Sao Paulo. And Maluma is there like partying. He's hanging out with all the Brazilians. And so he's at this party and he's trying to talk to this girl, right? So at the end, he's like, he's trying to like talk to her in Portuguese. So it sounds very, very slow and very like, you know, the way he says it. He's like, you know, I don't know how to speak Portuguese very well. And then he's like, but I want to learn. So I guess he's motivated.
I'll make an effort.
Exactly. So yeah, he's like, ciao, ciao. Eu não sei falar muito bem português. And you know what else I noticed about this, Dustin? You probably know more about this than I do, but he actually is trying to speak with the accent from Rio de Janeiro because he says português. He says português.
Yeah, Rio. So cariocas use a lot of the shh. So my friends from outside, from other states in Brazil, they're like, cariocas sound like broken radios with all their shh. But frankly, I think it's the coolest accent, and I think a lot of people try and imitate cariocas even if they're not from there.
yeah, very true. Yeah, I just thought that was so cute at the end. Like, he's like, trying to, you know, learn Portuguese, which, you know, if you are by the end of this, you can definitely check out Desta's ebook if you're inspired by this, because it is very similar to Spanish. So there is some, you know, some things that you learn from Spanish that will be very useful with Portuguese. So if it's something you've thought about or you want to visit Brazil, I definitely recommend giving it a shot and learning through music, as you know. If you're learning Spanish through music, you can also learn Portuguese through music.
And I think for people who speak Spanish but, you know, are even interested in traveling in Brazil, it's more about kind of getting the listening comprehension going, because when I had friends from Spain visit me when I lived in Brazil, my Brazilian friends could understand them, but they couldn't understand the Brazilians. So it's funny. I don't know why that is exactly, but I think even just working on the listening comprehension can really help, because so much of the kind of base and the vocabulary, and when you see the written words, you know, you can get so much. And music always helps with listening comprehension.
Yeah, and this is a great song to start with because you already know the subject matter and you can get used to listening to both Spanish and Portuguese at the same time. So I want to go through like the last part of the song that we skipped over because I wanted to get the Portuguese part, but I saved this for last because it's also... this line, it took a while for me to be able to hear it. So we're talking about listening comprehension. And the reason why is because there's actually three different languages in one line. So we'll break that down. and that can be very difficult too, because, like, you know, if you're listening and you're expecting to hear one language and you hear another one, sometimes it can throw you off, right? So to getting used to that sort of bilingual type of reality and listening to things, it's kind of a different skill. So he says, and this is Maluma again, he says, ahora me tocó a mí cambiar el sistema. Ahora me tocó a mí cambiar el sistema. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, this me tocó. So in Spanish, tocar means to touch, right? But there is an expression that says, when you're using tocar, like if I say, te toca a ti, o me toca a mí, it's a way of saying it's your turn. So te toca a ti means it's your turn, like it touches you or something like that. So if I say me toca a mí, I'm saying it's my turn. So in this case, Maluma is saying, now, you know, it's my turn to cambiar el sistema, which literally is to change the system. But I would really translate this because this is reggaeton, right? So like if I was going to say this in English, I would say like I'm going to flip the script, which may sound old school, like may sound very 90s right now. But I was, you know, it's like you're changing things, right? Like I'm basically changing the paradigm here, right? Like I'm not going to sit here and cry about you breaking my heart. I'm going to look at this differently. And now it's my turn. So you broke my heart. You decided to go outside of a relationship. Now it's my turn to do something different, essentially.
And also in Spanish, I guess it's the same as Portuguese. Tocar is the verb used for instruments.
Right, exactly. To play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it says, andar con gatas nuevas. So andar con is like, andar kind of means like to hang out with or to go with and, you know, go do things with. Andar con gatas nuevas. So gatas literally means cat, but obviously here he's talking about hanging out with new women, gatas nuevas. And then he says, repartir el corazón sin tanta pena. Repartir el corazón sin tanta pena. So this repartir, he's repairing his heart, you know, without too much trouble, right? So this is his way of repairing his heartbreak. So, you know, sometimes they say you need new experiences if you're going through a breakup. So he's saying he's going to go hang out with new people and that's how he's going to heal his heartbreak. Okay, and so this is the line that was confusing as hell to me. So he says, ahora te digo goodbye, okay? So this is English and Spanish, right? So ahora te digo, so now I say to you goodbye. So, which is weird because like in the song, he says it with the like accent. So he's like, ahora te digo goodbye. And I was like, what? I was like, what is going on right now? Right, exacto. And then he says, then it switches to Portuguese. He says, muito obrigado, right? Mm-hmm. So, which is thanks a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, right? And then he says, para ti ya no hay. Para ti ya no hay. So that's para ti ya no, which is, so para ti is for you. Ya no means no longer. He's saying, yeah. I'm no longer about you. I'm not here for you anymore. You know, estuve para ti, pero para ti ya no hay. So I'm not about you anymore. I'm moving on. So,
nothing left for you here.
Exactly. No hay. No hay nada para ti. There's nothing here for you. But it's interesting. So it's like very fast. Like if you listen to the song, he says, ahora te digo goodbye. Muito obrigado. Para ti ya no hay. So there you go. One line. You have Spanish, you have English, you have Portuguese, and back to Spanish again within like one, you know, 2 seconds. So that's why I wanted Destin to come on, also just to kind of expose everyone to a different type of bilingualism. So usually we do strictly Spanish and English, but this is a Spanish and Portuguese bilingual song with a little English sprinkled in, right? Because he sort of says Maluma baby, and there's a couple of little things that are in English in here. So it really shows how, you know, cultures really mesh together and people do a lot of traveling and a lot of different collaborations and how, you know, really the world is like bigger than, you know, sort of our little space and how we perceive things. So I really love this song for all those reasons. It's a great mesh of culture. So, and a great exposure to Portuguese for the first time if this is not something you have studied before.
Thank you for asking me. Muito obrigada.
Y en español es muchas gracias. Muito obrigado, muchas gracias. So thank you so much for coming on the show again. And just a reminder, so how can folks reach out to you if they want to find you on social media and find out about your new books that are coming out for different languages as well?
They can find me on Languages Through Music on Facebook, on Instagram, or languagesthroughmusic.com. So yeah, please reach out. I'd love some feedback on the booklets, and aiming to have a whole bunch of other languages up by May. So working away at that. So I'll keep you posted.
Don't forget, if you want to get the 50% off, be one of the first 10 people that visits our show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/60. Yeah. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/60. And you can get 50% off of the Languages Through Music Spanish or Languages Through Music Portuguese eBooks. Thank you again. Desta que tengas un buen día.
Y tú también, ahora te digo goodbye, muchas gracias. Have a great day, so nice to hear you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Desta. Don't forget to visit our show notes page if you want to get the full lyrics and watch the video to the song Corazón. Que tengas un buen día. Adiós.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.